With an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Russell Newton, your host, and I appreciate your listening today. Today, further insight from the book Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity, written by Stephen DeSouza, Diana Renner. In spite of the risk, providing less direction allows for more learning and creativity. A study carried out in 2009 by scientists from the University of Louisville and MIT's Department of Brain and Cognitive Sciences took 48 children between the ages of 3 and 6 and presented them with a toy that had a variety of functions. Among other functions, it could squeak, play notes, and reflect images. To one set of children, only a single attribute was shown before they were allowed to play with the toy. For the other, no information was given about the toy. This group ended up playing for longer and discovering an average of 6 attributes of the toy, compared with the group that was told what to do, who discovered only 4. A similar study at UC Berkeley demonstrated that kids given no instruction were much more likely to come up with novel solutions to a problem. Allison Gopnik, professor of psychology at UC Berkeley, argues that if you program a robot with instructions, when the unexpected occurs, it will freeze. But if you give it many options and then encourage it to learn from mistakes, it can meet fresh challenges. The challenge of leadership is to deliberately dissolve the illusion of knowledge and control that traditionally surrounds those in charge. When we can't solve our challenges alone, we need to engage and mobilize others to help tackle the issues together. So rather than taking up a predictable role of showing the way, jumping in to answer a question or solve a problem, we can try something different. When we're silent, we allow others to come in and perhaps take control. If we share our point of view after everyone has spoken, there may be more room for creativity. When we don't indicate what we think or prefer to happen, we create the space for a different conversation. Over the past 15 years, Beth Jandernowa, an organizational learning consultant with the Presencing Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, has seen many organizational change projects not go according to plan. She is an expert in the process involved in letting go. One particular project stands out for her. It involved a global technology company that had been the industry leader for decades but was losing its competitive edge. New, nimble competitors were eating away at their market share. The company was desperate for innovative ideas, looking for a dramatic shift from business as usual. Everyone in the organization shared a commitment to shift to a new way of operating. The executives took a risk. They opened their usually closed strategic planning process to involve 130 people in giving input and making decisions about where the division would go and how it would get there. It was the first time in the history of the company that suppliers, customers, and employees all along the value chain had participated in planning the future of the North American distribution. The executives had promised employees that their input would shape and influence the future design of the work processes, how the organization would then relate to customers and suppliers, and how decisions would be made. It was a couple of days before the last conference in which collective agreements on the strategy would be made. 4 weeks had passed since the prior conference, and Beth was on a call with her team to finalize the design. However, in their check-in, the client representatives related some shocking news. 2 weeks after the second conference, the executives received an ultimatum from the company's senior executive team to make some critical decisions earlier than had been expected. This meant jumping ahead of the timeline agreed upon with the employees and making important decisions without the final input of the strategic planning participants. The representatives relayed the fact that rumors were flying around and that many employees were outraged, since they perceived this move to be a betrayal of the promise to include them in the process. I hadn't seen this coming, and in the moment, I could taste the fear of failure and imagine scenes of angry employees. In this place of not knowing, I realized that I had to hold steady and to draw on skills and resources that I hadn't used before. As a team, we knew we had to pull a rabbit out of a hat. In other words, we had to find a path that would take us into new territory. We had to let go of our design and create a process to confront the perceived betrayal in a way that would rebuild trust and commitment. The team virtually stepped back, erased the agenda, and began to design a way for employees and management to step into each other's shoes and to understand why management had taken the steps that they had and to hear the interpretation that the employees had made. Stephen D'Souza and Diana Renner are the authors of that clip coming from Not Knowing, The Art of Turning Uncertainty into Opportunity. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.